It was an old villa with a tree-lined avenue. Beyond it, one went down into an underground chamber. The members were all working men with calloused hands. In that low, dark room at the far end, there was a rough table with two tallow candles. And between the two candles emerged the bold, ironic face of Francesco Domenico Gerazzi.
This is how Giovanni Fattori described the secret headquarters of the Society of Progressives, then located at number 20 Via Sproni, perhaps now corresponding to number 136, accessible only by the password. Let's go to the garden. The society was a clandestine cell driven by Republican ideals, founded in Livorno under the leadership of Enrico Bertoloni, the man who, in May 1849, commanded the city's popular defense against the Austrian army. A true patriot, steadfast in his word, nimble across the rooftops and proud in the narrow streets, hence his nickname, the Cat. Fattori remembered him as a man with a sorrowful face, pale, small in stature, once Gerazzi's secretary, a keen observer, fanatical for Italy, the very image of a conspirator. When Fattori arrived in Florence in January 1846 to study under Giuseppe Bezzuoli, a leading figure in Romantic painting, he was barely 20. Drawn irresistibly toward the fire of revolution, he joined the society and took on the role of courier, carrying seditious pamphlets between Pisa, Livorno, and the Tuscan countryside. His companions were all young like himself, their minds inflamed by the writings of Gerazzi, Silvio Pellico, and Ugo Foscolo. They were times of hope and love without being skeptical, as Fattori would write many years later, recalling with nostalgia those days of subterfuge and conspiracy. But the chapter was brief. Arrests, repression, and the call to arms in 1848 brought the society to an end in the early months of 1849. And yet, that fire, lit in the lines of forbidden letters and in nightly meetings, would continue to burn within him.